Minnesota woman charged in $1.26 million embezzlement case linked to gambling addiction. A Minnesota woman has been charged with wire fraud after allegedly embezzling more than $1.2 million from her employer over several years. Prosecutors say the funds were largely used to support a gambling and pull tab habit, raising concerns about oversight failures in payroll systems. According to a federal complaint filed Monday, Bridget Marshall worked for a Minnesota-based truck sales and services company starting in 2017, where she held responsibility for human resources and payroll. Authorities allege she used that position to carry out a long-running scheme that continued until May 2025. Payroll system used to divert funds. Investigators say Marshall created fraudulent wage garnishments within the company's payroll system, directing payments to herself or to accounts under her control. By structuring the transactions to resemble legitimate deductions, the transfers were able to move through internal systems without immediate detection. The complaint states that she also created separate general ledgers and altered financial records to conceal the activity. Those ledgers reportedly allowed the payments to be buried among unrelated transactions, making them harder to trace during routine reviews. Prosecutors estimate that at least $1.26 million was diverted through the scheme. The charge of wire fraud is tied in part to a January 2024 transaction involving a $17,320 check deposited into a bank account controlled by Marshall. Gambling losses central to case. Court filings indicate that most of the embezzled funds were used for gambling activity, including spending tied to pull tab games. Authorities did not specify individual venues or platforms, but the complaint frames gambling losses as a central driver of the alleged conduct. The case highlights how gambling-related financial pressure can intersect with workplace fraud, particularly where individuals have direct access to payroll or accounting systems. It also raises questions about internal controls in mid-sized companies where financial oversight may be concentrated among a small number of employees. Oversight and risk exposure. The alleged scheme ran for several years, suggesting that existing controls did not flag irregularities in payroll deductions or account flows. Fraud cases involving payroll manipulation often rely on gaps in audit processes, particularly where one employee can initiate and record transactions without independent verification. Federal prosecutors have not indicated whether additional charges will follow or whether other individuals are under investigation. The case remains ongoing as authorities continue to review financial records and supporting evidence. If convicted, Marshall could face penalties under federal wire fraud statutes, which carry potential prison time and financial restitution requirements. The case also reflects the wider harm that can develop when gambling problems go unchecked, especially when financial pressure and repeated losses begin to affect work and personal decision-making. People concerned about their gambling habits can seek help through responsible gambling resources and specialist helplines.